Blog Talk Radio.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Oh, you already know, baby. It's your boy, DJ Tetra.
Yes, sir.
And, Ayo, Dr. Bones.
What's going on, man?
Do you want to know what she said, man?
I know what she said to you.
She said, I keep on running, keep on running, and nothing works. I can't get away from
already know, baby. It is that doctor.
It's the doctor.
It's that doctor. Beep, beep, beep. Ohms. Welcome, and
welcome, guys.
Welcome. It is February 9th, a beautiful night outside. Do you think so, Tetra? I think it's beautiful.
I think it feels good. You got to put it on the mouth.
It feels good. Just put some bacon grease on it. It feels good. I don't know how you put bacon grease on a night, but
you know,
because it's beautiful outside.
Well, what song are you playing right now?
I am playing a Trippy Mix by DJ Blend, a good guy.
He's a great guy.
He's going to be on our show, remember? We talked to him. He's going to be on our show in next month, I think, or a couple weeks. I don't know, but he's going to be on our show.
It's going to be, like, probably 3 weeks.
Probably 3 weeks, most likely. Get this little Chucky Mass freak on here. I mean,
that's scary, dude. That's scary.
Super scary, but, you know, he's going to be on. But without the mask, he's just a little Mexican guy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like us.
That is all, just like you.
I mean, you know.
But you're way taller than him, trust me. I mean, this guy's, like, 4'11".
Should I eat him? Is he an appetizer?
Do what you gotta do with this guy, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what
I don't know what you're saying either. Tonight, we have two Crush 3 tickets for this Saturday to give out. They're in my hand right now. You see them? Smell them, Petra. Smell them.
Let me smoke the ticket. feels good. Yum.
It feels good. These tickets right now, these are... If you go to the door on Saturday, they're gonna be $40, so...
$40 you don't have, guys.
$40 you don't have. I know you don't have it because I don't have it. Your mama don't have it because you're poor and you live in Phoenix, Arizona. So don't even trip. I know you don't have the money.
We got you, though.
But we
baby.
Got you, baby.
If anybody's got you.
Dr. Bones, the tech.
We got you, guys.
But we got you all day, every day. What was I going to say? We made a Twitter today.
We did, guys.
We didn't, but Jessica did.
We were chilling around
the studio. I took my shoes off, you know, kicked back. I was like, today sucks. And she was like...
And she was like, it does, goodbye.
It does, I quit. You gotta shame me. We're like, we know. But we're chilling here. It was me, Tetra, Jim, and Jessica before Mikey came. And Jessica was like, you know, we need to do something. What are you laughing at?
His name's Mickey, bro. You don't even know his name.
Mickey, whatever. I call him Mikey behind the scenes. You don't know about that. He's like, my name is really Mikey. I hate it when he calls me Mickey.
It makes me feel bad. I got to smoke a cigarette. Oh, it feels good.
Yeah, whatever. When Mickey came, I guess that's his name. But Jessica was like, you know, you should make a Twitter. And I was like, you know, why not? Let's make it. So I just told her to do what she has to do. And everybody's getting like an invite from us. So that's not me doing that, being a creeper. That's her. You know what I mean?
I feel you, man. I don't even know what a Twitter is, bro. Like,
exactly.
You guys with your technology, I'm still on my iPhone.
I don't know what Twitter is. Follow me at Elbow for Gravity.
I don't know how to say it, but, you know, Tetra Buzz, I'm right there. But
he's right there, you know, whatever. Crest 3 tickets. I'm holding them in my hand. They're beautiful. They are sexy. How are we going to give these away, Tetra? What do you want to do tonight?
What should we do?
It's up to you, man. It's whatever your heart desires.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to, because these are special. They're not just something you throw away.
They're not just something you throw away.
The first person to give us $40. So
the first person to be at the studio and give us $40 immediately gets the
ticket. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm not kidding. First person gets $40 gets the tickets. Nah, $20 and you get the ticket.
Nah, but really, $20.
Nah, but seriously, we'll throw out a code word like we always do. I'm not going to tell you what the code word is yet. You're going to have to wait. We'll tell you what the code word is. As soon as we tell you what the word is, go to the website, the Dr. Bones and Tetra Show.webs.com. Go to contact us. Soundboard's freaking out right now. Go to contact us. Type in the code word. We're not going to tell you the code word yet. We messed up last time. We kind of did. Like, we told you the code word, like, way ahead of time, and people could just put it in any time they want.
Oh, right now.
Well, I'll do it right now.
Oh, you gotta smoke a cigarette. Smoke a lemon.
Tetra's getting this little line from, like, the funniest video on YouTube in the world. I'm not even kidding.
I'm going to set it up. I was bored, right? So I was on YouTube. And then I think I typed in Jackass because I wanted to watch some Jackass.
Yeah.
And there's this thing where it's like, a bunch of friends, and they're trying to initiate one of their friends into the group, but there's only two people in the group.
Yeah.
So there's this guy with a little hand puppet, and he has, like, a little accent, and he has a cigarette. He's smoking a cigarette.
It's a little puppet. It's like a little seal, guys.
Yeah, so he's smoking a cigarette, and he's like, so this guy wants to be in my club, and he accidentally drops a cigarette. But he can't be in my club, because he goes, look at my cigarette, god damn it. And then it's funny, and then he cuts the lemon.
It's funny. It sounds dumb, but trust me.
It sounds really stupid.
It sounds so stupid, but trust me. Go to YouTube right now. Be clean. Type in lemon initiation.
Type in Jackass initiation.
Or you can type in lemon initiation. It'll be the first video on there.
Yeah.
I did it. Trust me. I tried it.
It's pretty funny. I'm not going to lie.
It's funny. And then the little walrus with the cigarette goes up to the lemon. He's like, smoke the lemon.
So they cut the lemon because that's what they do. They're going to put it in his eye. And he's like, is this a real lemon? Oh, it smells like a real lemon. Let me smoke the lemon. Oh, feels good.
It's like the funniest thing in the world. I'm not kidding. Like, I was, like, crying right now. And then I had to clean up the wet spot from the floor.
I'm sorry about that.
It was just a bad situation.
Ooh, hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
You know how in the beginning you had the Beatles playing?
Yeah.
That's so I was watching.
Song.
Yeah, no, I was watching that 70s show, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty funny. You know that dude Red?
Yeah.
The dad. Man. So they get caught. They get caught smoking. Smoking some weed, right?
Some hooch.
Yeah. Is that what you guys call it?
That's what I call it.
So all the gang is caught smoking, and he's like, "Who wants to smoke? The Beatles? All you need is love. All you need is haircut and job. You have to." It's funny, dude. I was laughing.
Dude, I'm sure it's hilarious.
Anyways.
I'm sure it's hilarious.
Do you know what this month is, Doctor?
White History Month, Tetra. It's White History Month this month.
White power, guys.
White power. Fist up in the air. Don't let the blacks take you down. That's all I got to say. Who says I'm gone? All you hear is gunshots and somebody stabbing.
Now it's called the Tetra Show. I got
Dr. Bones was murdered viciously. What would you do if, like, Black Panthers jumped through our studio windows and just murdered me?
They killed you?
They just came in here. One of them stabbed me in the back of the head, and one of them shot me in the heart. And I'm out.
Out. Yeah, like, hey, yo, Mickey, put on this mic, put on this headset real quick. We got this.
He sounds exactly like me.
Hey, hola.
Mickey here. That'd be the funniest thing on the planet. But God, goodness, it's Black History Month, I think.
It is, guys. I hope so.
It is. I hope. I really don't care, but it's Black History Month. It's the shortest month of the year.
That's why they got it, you know.
It's
they can't get October.
Of the year.
And it's the
shortest,
blackest month.
The
blackest month of the year, guys.
The blackest. February just sounds black, doesn't it?
So it's one of those months where you're stupid, like, black people. I'm kidding.
You guys don't know this? I've said this many times on the show before, but Tetra's a huge racist. He walks around with Nazi signs on his chest.
Dude, but I'm not just racist against, like, I'm racist against everybody, you know what I'm saying?
He's
racist
against everybody.
I'm like Daniel Tosh.
He's all around. I mean, sometimes he just busts something out of me. He's like, hey, yo, Whitey. And I'm like, hey, I don't play that. And I throw my coke on his face.
Ah!
No, my cocaine, not my coke. Literally, I carry bags of cocaine with me.
Oh, you gotta smoke the cocaine. It feels good.
Take that devil's dandruff, you know what I'm saying? All day, every day.
But seriously, guys,
tickets, you want them? Not yet.
Nah, but I don't really like black people. But
black,
I do.
Black History Month, it's okay. I mean, it's really nothing really changes, you know. Like,
I mean, you know, it starts smelling outside because all the blackies is going on, but, you know.
Come on, man. You're turning it up right now.
Are we going to get kicked off the air?
We're going to get kicked off the air. Somebody's going to walk by and they're going to be like,
"Keep the change, you filthy animal."
Oh, okay.
I don't want that.
So this is our last show, guys.
This is our last show ever. Wait, hold on a second. I want the listeners to hear this beautiful beat right now. Wait for it. Wait for it to come. But Black History Month. It's pretty cool sometimes. I mean, I just don't like all the attention that everybody gets, you know what I'm saying? Undeserved attention, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
What was that joke you said earlier?
Okay, I'll give you the joke. You ready?
Give it to me good and clean.
He's a clean, good joke, guys.
No, it's not, guys. It's really dirty.
It's really dirty. I made this up, thank you. I take pride in this joke, so whatever. Tell your friends tomorrow. Say Dr. Bones told it to you. A black guy and a parrot walk into a bar, right?
A parrot, okay, I got
you.
Yeah,
a black guy with a parrot on his shoulder, and they walk in, right?
Uh-huh, okay.
And the bartender's like, "Yo, man, that's really pretty." And the parrot's like, "Thanks, I got it from Africa." Thank you, and I'm out.
Dr. Bone, is that one of those things that we tweet?
That's one of those things that we tweet.
Dude, that's good stuff.
We'll do it later. Don't worry about it. Listen to this beat right here. Listen to this. You guys can't see it. But
dude, that sounds like me in the bathroom. That's all I heard.
Mom, what are you doing?
Hey, come on, mama.
Come on, mom. And then he pulls out his wooden spoon and starts beating it. You don't bother me on the toilet? Bam, 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 bam.
Now clean me up.
And he beats
it with
a spoon
until
her hair falls out. Little patches of hair start flying up in the air. It's horrible, but it's true, guys. It is super, super true. Super true.
Yeah, pretty much is. You know, and
what'd you say?
That's true, pretty much is, but not really.
Hakuna Matata. That's all it sounded like. All I heard was you like whisper something really fast. Pineapples and coconuts. All right, let's do this.
Okay.
You can say that with anything, man. Peaches and cream. All right, let's do this. That doesn't make sense to you. So what did you say originally?
You gotta smoke lemon.
You gotta smoke the lemon. Dude, I'm gonna start saying that whenever interview something like Kamala and Pepper's on. I'm like, okay, guys, so what's one of your favorite things to do in life?
You gotta smoke the lab.
Give me some ice cream.
It feels good.
I own an ice cream truck. I'm gonna be so confused.
I just wanna say real quick, if any of you listeners out there, if you called it on the phone, you wanna push that number one, you know, and give us your opinion on the colored people out there.
Give us your opinion. Drop us a black joke. You have any black jokes?
Seriously,
press 1 and drop us a joke. We would really appreciate it. There's like 20 people listening right now on the line. Not like
all night.
Not like all around, because we have like a million people listening. But people that called in, we have like 20. So do what you got to do. Oh, excuse me. I just want to say really quick. Totally switching subjects here. I had 2 Reubens today. You know, like pastrami Reubens?
Dude, what is it?
You don't know what a Reuben is?
Nah, dude, I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. All right, guys, check this out. A Reuben is a sandwich. It's like rye bread with loads of pastrami and, like, sauerkraut.
Yum.
Dude, I had 2 of them. It's tearing me up inside right now.
Is it like a, what's it called? Is it like a Reuben?
It's like a Reuben. I'm not kidding. I feel like the devil's fighting Jesus in my stomach right now.
Where do you get that at?
My mom made it.
I'm just going to call this a Reuben. Eat it up.
Nah, literally.
Smoke the Reuben. It smells good.
You can buy them like, at like delis and stuff. They're like, "Hey, I want a Reuben." And they're like, "I got you, cuh."
Hey, I want you to get out.
I want you to get out. Nothing called a Reuben. Nah, seriously, guys. This thing's called Reuben. They're so bomb. But yeah, press 1 if you want to drop a black joke. Sorry, I got off way out of subject. But Crush 3 tickets, yeah?
Dude, Crush 3 tickets, yeah?
Crush 3 tickets, yeah?
Oh, yeah, Crush 3 tickets, yeah. But no, guys,
I forgot to tell you what our Twitter name is. It is @TetraBonesShow. because we can't fit in the Dr. Buns and Tetris show.
We tried it, guys. We were stupid.
We tried it. We had a lot of different variations. We had, like, Bones Tetris show, Mickey Stinks, Mugatu for the win.
Mugatu for Zoolander.
Mugatu for the win. We had a lot of different names. I mean, the name, the list just goes on. I could name off names all out. Dan Zoolander, Hansel Adams.
Smoke the Lemon.
Smoke the Lemon. I Hate People. I mean, I don't
but
know.
We ended up with
Tetra
Bone Show.
That's it. Please listen. Please follow us.
So pretty much we're just going to, you know, give them updates, tell you what we're going to do the next
show. When we're appearing at different places, you want to come get our autograph? I mean, I don't know what I'm asking of that, but it's true. I mean,
it is.
I think, what is it, next month? Or is like couple, we're going to be at Fry's. We're going to be at Fry's doing autographs.
We're going to be at Fry's Deli buying some Rubens.
Buying some Rubens, chilling with the people. It's going to be like one person.
We're the people's people, you know what I'm saying?
You know those homeless people that chill outside Fry's? We're going to be chilling with them.
Mickey? I hate that guy.
Mickey, yeah. Mikita, I hate her.
Dude, she's the worst. Such a slapper.
She stinks, and her pozole has, like, feet in it.
Dude, you know why you can never play Uno with Mickey?
Why?
Because he steals all the green cards. Come on. You gotta smoke the lemon. It feels good.
See what I'm talking about, Tetra? He has no barriers on what race he attacks, even if he's Mexican.
I hate Mexicans. They're the worst, man.
Dude, he will not hold back.
You know what's so, like, legit? This is a real story. So,
tell me.
My dad, right? He lives in Nogales.
Nogales.
I hate going over there, right? So, first of all, I just hate going over there.
Yeah.
And...
I can't even picture you over there. I just want to say that. Like, you would not even fit over there.
Get away from me.
Get away, Mexican. You smash the head in the dirt. All
right, continue. So, like, when I go to see him, he usually sends me that money. He makes me take the shuttle. You know, like, the shuttle to take you from place to place?
Yeah.
And it takes you from Phoenix to Nogales. But it's the worst because you're just next to, like, you're packed, like, legitimately packed.
That's
like, you
the
can't
worst.
Breathe. With nothing but stinky Mexicans, right?
Uh-huh.
And every time I go to the checkpoint, it takes, like, an hour because everybody's getting green carded.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, come on, bro, I don't even speak Spanish. Don't even check me. And it's like, I just hate it because it stinks and it smells like feet and...
I feel you,
I saw Mickey's mother. Yeah, you know what's up, Mickey. Come on.
Do you, like, remember, like, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened in Mexico?
In Mexico?
Yeah, I'm going to give you, like, a little interview right now. I'm intrigued.
Let me see what happened. We almost got detained one time.
Detained? What happened?
Because my dad didn't bring his birth certificate. I don't carry mine on me every time, but...
Yeah.
And then he almost got in a fight, dude. And then this one time, like, one of my sister's friends,
uh-huh.
They took him to the level 3. I don't know what that is, but...
Level 3?
Yeah, the level 3. They took him, like, a bunch of stairs and elevators, because, like... Uh-huh. He just kept talking good about America and kept talking crap about Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And he said he's Irish, and I guess he talks about America if he's Irish. But, dude, like, they beat him and stuff. It was crazy. He came back out, like, black and blue.
Seriously?
Yeah, like, legitimately. And we couldn't do anything because, you know, we're in Mexico, so.
Dang.
Yeah, but once we got to the USA, it's a big dump.
That's what's up.
You feel me on that one?
That's what's up, dude. Mexico's horrible. I think that we should just drop a giant atom bomb on Mexico.
I mean, the only thing I like about going to Mexico...
I take that back. I'm sorry. That's what I just said. I take that back. That is horrible. What were you going to say?
Like, the only thing I like, you can get, like, firecrackers and, like...
Yeah, we can buy firecrackers here now, too, though.
Oh.
You feel me?
Yeah, I guess so. I need to go to Mexico.
I want to go to Michoacan because a little birdie named Melissa, she told me that they have the best ice cream there.
Michoacan?
Michoacan. I don't know if that's
Michoacan?
True. But she was like, they have the best ice cream in Michoacan.
Jesus. I love the ice cream. It's the best.
But literally, she told me that. She's like, I was in my 7th period, and she was just talking about Mexico, and she was like, Michoacan has the best ice cream in the world. And I was like, I don't believe that at all. But me and Tetra are going to go to verify it. And if you're lying, I'm going to beat you with a cow's head.
I don't want that, senor.
I guess, like, her family beat her with that when she was younger, so it's like a bad
she's
memory.
Like, no, I stay. I clean. Stop
I
it.
Clean. Talk like that. I feel so bad. She didn't even talk like that.
Dude, doctor, you want to hear another joke real quick?
Go ahead, man.
What do you call two... I'm going to say wetbacks. I'm sorry, guys. What do you call two wetbacks playing basketball?
One-on-one?
Ah, come on!
I already knew that one. Mr. Goss told me that.
Hey, what do you call these sticky Mexicans?
Mr. Goss is like, what do you call two Mexican Americans playing basketball?
Caca! Get out!
All of you! Except Tyler, he's white. That's what happened, guys. I mean, literally. We have a hand up right now. I'm going to accept it. I'm going to accept it right now. You ready?
If you push one, get ready.
Get ready. You are on the air now, man. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing good. How
Yo,
you
I
doing?
Yo, I know, baby.
I am great. I got a black joke for you guys.
Bring
what
it.
What is that?
All right. Why does Beyonce say to the left, to the left?
Why does she say to the left, to the left? Why?
Because her people have no rights.
Oh, I like it. Thanks, mysterious man. Come again.
Dude, that's funny.
That's good.
Because black people have no rights. Dude, they really don't. They have no morals, ethics, whatever.
Guys, seriously, on a more serious note, black people have no rights.
Dude, I was funny. Like, we were on Lunchline a couple weeks ago.
Wait,
that's what? This is a true story. We were on Lunchline a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you see, like, a bunch of, like, black... I'm sorry, guys. You see a bunch of black people cutting, all right? Like, just...
Dude, that's the worst.
20 of them just cutting a line.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we could do it, too. Like, we just don't do it. You know what I mean? We
could
do special ways here, but...
It's not the right thing to do, because we're
gentlemen. So, we're talking to our friends, and we're like, you know, we don't do that, because we have class, you know, we have
yeah.
dignity. And then I was like, sorry that I grew up with the father. He taught me some ethics.
Dang.
And I looked back, I was like, do something, huh? Black.
They didn't do anything, because you were wearing your Dr. Bones and Tetris shirt, right?
He's like, oh, this guy, Mickey.
Oh, this guy's famous. I can't touch him. The black has a Mexican accent.
Dude, doctor.
What's up, man?
You remember that picture I sent you earlier?
Oh, of your credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell the folks about that.
So, a couple days ago, I opened a Wells Fargo's account.
Worst place in the world, but go ahead. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm still going to use my Chase one.
Yeah.
I just have it just to have it, you know?
Yeah.
And you get to customize your card.
Your card?
On my card, we have our logo, Dr. Bone and Tedra Show. It's pretty tight. It's pretty
all
legit.
All day. And guys, if you want to buy a T-shirt... We sold like 8 of them already, our logo T-shirt. These shirts are like legit. They look like a shirt you bought like at PacSun or something. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, oh, excuse me. This Reuben, I'm telling you, it's killing my intestines. Dude, my stomach's been torn up. Like, go to Forever 21 or any place like that. Our shirts look like something from there. I'm not kidding. They're
like, nice. Like, they're legit. And I think they're Hanes, right?
They're nice. Especially the you already know, baby, ones, the pink and black ones. Those are cool. But the logo ones are so cool, dude, because it's like a real logo. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I feel you on that one.
That's my stomach right now. That is exactly my stomach right now.
Dude, doctor, so I bought a pen, right?
Uh-huh.
But I customized it. You know how you customize that stuff?
Yeah.
I made the background light blue.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty legit, dude.
Ooh, that's what's up, man.
And for our shirts, on the back, I wrote Tetra. It was nice.
Okay.
And
you put Dr. Bones stinks.
No, and then I wrote Dr. Bones in the front of it, man. Come on.
Oh, okay. I feel you.
So you know where I'm at, either way.
Oh, okay, I feel you. Guys, there's 6 minutes left. Let's give these tickets away. Should we give them all these tickets away, Tetra?
Okay, we're going to... Doctor, I don't even know if I want to say the code. You say the code, Doctor.
I will say the code. I'm going to repeat the instructions one more time. You have to go to the Dr. Bones and Tetra Show .webs.com.
When you leave your information, right, put your first name
Your last name.
And your phone number, if you could, because we can call you and let you know, what's up.
Even if you know me, still put your... No, if you really know me, like really, really know me, and you work at Baskin-Robbins, that's a little code. If you really know me, or like if you work at... PacSun, or if you work at Starbucks, I'm just throwing out a couple people I know who are listening right now. If you're listening, you don't have to put your name. But if you don't...
If you work at Dead Sky Mall, and you work at Glass Cake Sports...
If you work anywhere in Phoenix...
No, but really, you should still put your name and
really,
number.
You should put your name, your number, the code word. I'm going to repeat it one more time. This is it. The final instructions, and then we're going to do this right now. I'm opening up the website. Opening it up, we will know the first person that replies to it, and I will tell you. Hold on a second. All right, everything's set up. All right. Go to the Dr. Bones and Tetra Show .webs.com. Contact us. Put all your information. The code word. The code word, Tetra.
Go do it.
Is P P-L-U-R. That's it. Plur. That's it.
Plur, guys. P-L-U-R.
That's it.
Capital, lowercase, whatever you want. Just get it in there, baby.
All capital. All capital. If you put it lowercase.
I'm just kidding. All capital, guys. Don't do it lowercase.
I'm just kidding. Do whatever you want.
No, do whatever you want, guys.
No, do whatever you want. All capital.
No, you're going to smoke the lamb, man. It feels cool.
No, do whatever you guys want. That's to get the thingies, you know what I'm saying?
Saturday night, guys.
Saturday night, February 12th, Crush 3. That is going to be the day. It is going to be a good time for whoever wins these tickets.
You might even see me and Doctor there.
Maybe.
Who
will.
Knows?
Ding, 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 ding. It's over. It is over.
Somebody got it?
Leslie Flores.
Leslie Flores.
I've never heard of you in my entire life.
It's a girl, I think.
Leslie Flores, you live in Levine. All right. There you go. You won the tickets.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. You know, you got to be quick on the draw.
Got to be quick on the draw, man.
That's what I say when I wake up every morning.
Dude, no joke. 26 responses.
Dude, that's good stuff.
26 responses, but Leslie Flores and Levine, I will mail these tickets out tomorrow morning. You will
we'll get a hold of you, you know, keep your phone open.
I don't know who you are, but you put your phone number in here. I'm not going to say it on the air, but
Don't do that.
I'm not. Everybody will be trying to hunt you down right now and kill you. Leslie Flores, congratulations. You won these two Crush 3 tickets to the rave on Saturday night. Have fun, man. Have fun. Me and Tetra might be heading up there.
That's a good stuff up there. I feel good giving those away.
I feel good giving away. I ain't going to lie. We're going to keep them and hog them to ourselves, but we're like, you know what?
We want.
We love our fans.
Like, dude, we do a lot of stuff, you guys. We try,
you know.
You guys got to listen tomorrow for Pepper, though. Like, if you're a big fan of
music. Yeah, if you're a big fan of Pepper, Pepper's an amazing, amazing guy. I mean, I can't even explain how amazing Pepper is, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, you got to tell your friends. You know, if you know somebody who likes Pepper, just be like, hey, listen in. They might be giving away a little something at the Dr. Boz and Tetra show.
I'm not going to tell you guys, but we're giving away some Pepper stuff tomorrow. We're giving it away. And
I can't tell you what it is, though.
I can't tell you what it is, though. I have, like, family that's going to be listening tomorrow to be trying to get this stuff. Like,
yeah, I've got close people that they're like, hey, come on, don't even give away. Click me up. Like, nah, bro, come on, fans.
Family living here and I have family living in Hawaii. They're like, Pepper's going to be on because Pepper's from Hawaii. And they're like the biggest band to come out of Hawaii. And they're just amazing. Like, they gave me, I'm not allowed to do this, but I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek of Pepper's new song. It's called Drunk Girl. Off their EP Stitches. Here you go. Listen to the song, guys.
Hey, it's been a long time since I've seen you around.
That's all you get.
That's a little cheese, guys.
That's just a little cheese on the mousetrap. Try to bite it right now. See what's going to happen.
Hey, Doctor.
Snap. What?
Do we have anybody on the line right now? Like, any hands up?
We have no hands up right now, buddy.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
No people. I want to know who Leslie Flores is. This sounds intriguing.
It does.
I am really proud of her. Levine, Arizona. That's interesting. I was just in Levine last weekend for a academic competition. Maybe it's the girl that's been stalking me the whole time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But it's impossible.
Yeah. Hey, Doctor. Friend.
What's up, man?
Tomorrow before the show?
Uh-huh.
You're going to hit up Leslie Flores?
Hit up what?
Okay, hit up Leslie Flores and tell
Leslie Flores. Leslie Flores, listening right now. We will hit you up tomorrow, and then I will mail you the tickets for sure. You don't have to come. I'll mail them to you because I'm sure you'll get them by Saturday. If you mail something in Phoenix, you'll get it the next day.
Yeah, I'll just drive over there.
Yeah,
I don't
want to go to your house. I don't want to drive all the way to Levine. I hate it there. But yeah, congratulations.
Good
show. Like $80 value.
It was $40 a ticket, right?
At the door, it's $40 a ticket. So. You know what? You're lucky. You're one lucky woman.
Got it, babe?
You're welcome. We have 60 seconds left on the show, guys. This has been a good show. I like this.
It's been pretty great.
You know, every once in a while, we need to have some of these shows where we just, like, talk and release our thoughts, you know? Because sometimes, like, it gets so, like, drawn. It's not drawn out and boring, but, like, we do the same routine thing over and over again with interviewing bands, and sometimes we just want to, like, come back.
Sometimes
down
I just want to chill. Sometimes,
yeah,
I
sometimes like, tonight, I just want to chill. You know, be nice, give away some rave tickets, you know.
Sometimes I just want to get a cigarette and smoke the lemon.
You know, that's what we got to do sometimes. Once again, follow our Twitter at Tetra Bone Show. Follow us there. Thank you so much. I don't even know what to say. This is Dr. Bones.
And you already know, baby, it's your boy, Tetra.
I'll leave you with some more Pepper.
Some more Pepper.
Te amo, everybody. Te amo.
Yeah, we'll do
I need you ready now.